He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
That's all, folks. I'm Bill Cosby in the morning. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not welcome to School Talk on the West Side. 244-WBAYJ-244-9234. Email schooltalk1 at yahoo.com on the West Side on the October the 10th. Man, time is flying. I had an afro yesterday. Time flies so fast. I got no hair today, but time is flying. It's already October, November be here, then December, then January, February, March, April, May, June, July, well, something like that. I don't know my calendars here. I didn't go to high school. I got a J.A. day. So I'm not smart like these kids up in here. I got a bunch of classroom, studio full of smart folks. But thank you for being here today on School Talk. Always my producer, Bree.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. How was your week?
It's been long, but I'm counting down to fall break, so now it's almost over.
Challenging week, though? Huh? Just busy.
Yeah, just busy.
Yeah, because you're involved with 99 different thousand activities here at the school.
A couple, yeah.
Because you're in charge of this, you're in charge of that, and you're in charge of this, and charge of what else? Yeah, in charge of the publications over there.
Yeah, I'm on the editorial staff.
Okay. Any challenges over there today? We can talk about and get Tom in trouble. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, Tate. But no, seriously, what's the big story in publications this week?
This week is mostly just getting ready for fall break and students talking about what their plans are.
How about yearbook sales? They still sell on yearbooks and stuff like that? I know they do.
Yeah, they sold some during the parent-teacher conferences that took place yesterday and Wednesday. And I think they've been pretty successful so far.
There's just some online, too, aren't you? Some online.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That wasn't my topic, but I just thought about it. It's always great to get a yearbook. I mean, because I was shocked. Before I get to my guests, I got guests in the studio, but before I get to my guests, but when I was in, working for the city of Indianapolis. I was working here. Too many jobs. I was working here. A young man came up to me and he said, "Mr. Allen." I said, "Yes." He said, "You went to school with my mom." I said, "What? I'm from Terre Haute." "Yeah. My mom went to school with you at Gershmar High School." I said, "Nah, yeah, you're in the yearbook." I said, "I am? Wow." Girl, I didn't know I stayed in school long enough to be in anybody's yearbook. Push the magic button, I'm in the yearbook. Yes, I was. I was shocked. I found myself in a yearbook in Gershmar High School. That was kind of cool. Anyway, to my guest. No, wait, before I get to my guest, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. Yeah.
Last Friday night, Ben Davis lost to Carmel, but tonight, Ben Davis takes on Lawrence Central here at home. The kickoff is at 7 p.m., and the pregame show starts right here at WBDG at 6 p.m. November 11th will be a giant health fair from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Ben Davis MPA. And BD's musical Godspell is tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. That's been another issue of...
The big board of our young folks doing great things here on the west side of Indianapolis, Indiana. Big of the young folks doing great things. I got great things happening here at Ben Davis High School. We got students in the studio. We're going to talk about this and that. And students joining us in the studio when they get here as they walk into the studio. And this is, here at the high school, they got a play. And I'm going to let you tell more about the play. But the play is called Godspell. It's one of the biggest off-Broadway successes of all time here at the high school. Well, it was big time in Broadway, big time in off-Broadway. So it's going to be a big time here at the high school. So in my studio, I'd like to welcome, my mom always said, women go first. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And I'm doing awesome. And your first name is Gwen?
Yes.
Last name is Pickett? Mm-hmm. And you're a senior here at Ben Davis High School?
Yes, I am.
And what college are you going to?
I'm leaning towards IU.
Leaning towards IU. Is it a Chicago lean or is it Indianapolis lean or just leaning it? No, I'm just major?
I want to go into sociology.
Why?
I like doing things with like other people and helping people. So I think that That would be a good fit for me.
I agree. I like that. And the world really needs more folks to help other folks. We live in a crazy time. You know, also in the studio, Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin? That's interesting spelling of your name. Spell your first name.
C-E-V-E-N.
And it's pronounced Kevin.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. How you do that? You didn't do it. Your mama did. But
yeah.
Is there history behind your name?
Well, from what she's told me, it was originally like Sven, like S-V-N.
Uh-huh.
And then it was something else, and my dad couldn't pronounce it, so he kept saying seven. My mom was like, no, we're not going to name him a number, so let's just spell like seven, but put a C on the end and call him Kevin.
That is pretty cool. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Pops. I love it. I love history behind names. I just did. I didn't go and ask. I'm sorry. I didn't increase your name. In history behind your name?
Just go ahead. I'm named after my grandmother.
Your grandmother. Hey. Yeah. No, we love grandmas and grandpops. We really do, you know, because I like eyes. Okay, Bree, your turn. In history behind your name?
This is really embarrassing, but my mom collects those little figurines, like the cherished teddy things, mm-hmm. and that was on the bottom of one of them, Brianna, the way it's spelled. So, yeah.
That's cool.
No.
Give yourself a push button then, dog. Push it. That's pretty cool. My name, my daddy, Emerson Sr., Emerson Jr. And that, but I did find some interesting things about my grandfather. Well, that's another show. But anyway, Kevin Webb, you're a sophomore?
Yeah.
College, where are you going to go?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking IU.
But you are going to college. Because I'll come over here and talk to you right now. We'll have a conversation off camera.
No, of course.
I want a father-son conversation. No, don't get me started up in there now. I'll go there. No, but you are going to college.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. My daughters went to college, and they changed their majors 2 or 3 times once they got there, but they did go. So you got to get that extra education. Now, Godspell, like I said, was one of the biggest off-Broadway and Broadway successes of all times. So I'm going to have my young folks tell you more about what Godspell's all about and some of their parts they play in this awesome play. Because what I like about it, what I know about it, you know, and we all need this. We all need more love from our fellow man. Like you said, when as a sociologist helping people, we all need that. So, Gwen, tell me more about the play and what role do you play? Godspell.
In Godspell, it's basically stories about like the teachings of Jesus and a lot of parables and things. And my role is Morgan. And well, basically, we got to make up our own bios. So, for my character, I said that she was like shy, but then she like warms up to people and she's like more outgoing and like can be herself and mm-hmm. fun and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. And Kevin?
Well, like Gwen said, it's really the first act mainly is stories, parables from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what makes it different is that there's no preaching in it. You know, the stories there, there's a real message behind each story that we're acting out. And I actually play two characters. The first character that I play is John the Baptist, and he's kind of the campus preacher, as Miss Harrison likes to refer to mm-hmm. him. And the second,
that's kind of cool.
And the second one I play is Judas, who's sort of Jesus's best friend, his right hand man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and in the story, a lot of folks know the story, and as our young people, actually, we have a little creative freedom. As you would say, as you wrote the character. It's going to be presented here Friday and Saturday here in the auditorium at 7:30, I believe. It's kind of, musical styles R&B and rock and roll. Tell me more about the music. Who picked the music? You guys have a chance to pick your music? It's all done by the teacher.
Nobody
teaches. Go ahead.
Well, we're doing, like, the music from, like, the actual musicals by Stephen Schwartz. So.
Oh, so you're doing their music. Okay, yeah. Okay. So you'll be doing the, I looked a little note there, from the 12 Angry Men. That's this one. I had it on here. It was off Broadway. I lost it. So the music's going to be actual music from the Broadway.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And is this your first play, Gwen?
I was in the musical last year. They did Cinderella. And this one, I think, is the first time I've had, like, kind of like a lead.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay. And last year, Kevin, you're a sophomore, so you've been in the ninth grade senior last year.
Yeah,
right?
But this is
you come over because starts high school starts in the ninth grade.
Yeah, they allow freshmen to audition for the musicals, but I didn't last year. This was my first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, folks, the show composed of various musical parables from the Gospel according to Matthew's. And the show goes, Jesus Christ recruits a group of young followers and teaches them various lessons through song and through dance. The good thing about the message, and I want to talk more about the message, is it's a show where it teaches tolerance, forgiveness, and loving one's neighbor, which is something that we all need more of. And have you felt that, Gwen, have you felt that type of, through the script that you read, do you feel that coming out of this play?
Yes. There's a lot of, parts of the musical where we talk a lot about love. And mm-hmm. then in the second act, there's another song where we literally just sing love. Mm-hmm. So I think it really brings it out a lot throughout the musical.
Okay. Joining in the studio now is Mr. Marvin Beals, and he's a very interesting character. I mean, I say character because he's involved in a lot of things in the high school. If you're involved in theater, if you're involved in singing, if you're involved in BDTV, if you can just see, open your big old eyeballs, you'll see Mr. Beals all over the place doing great things. High five. Good morning, Mr. Beals.
Good morning.
That's Marvin Beals, your senior.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to college?
I am.
Oh, get me started now. You better see. You missed that part. Where are you going to school? Where you going to school?
I would like to go to Ball State.
Why don't you go to Ball State then? If you like to, just go.
Oh, I'm gonna go to Ball State. Put it that way.
No, I've seen you all over the school, all over publications, doing great things here in the high school. In the play Gospel, what part do you play?
I play Jesus.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Jesus is and what Jesus is about. I kind of keep everything going. I keep everything flowing. Mm-hmm. Jesus is a very interesting role. If I don't stay alive, if I don't stay enthusiastic throughout the show, I think the show kind of dies. Everybody else kind of loses the energy. So if I stay enthusiastic, I think everybody else will stay enthusiastic. I think the show will flow better.
That makes sense. It makes sense. And I was just talking to hone in on this. The messages that the play portrays of tolerance, forgiveness, and loving one's neighbor. And I was just saying before you walked in the door how we need more of that mm-hmm. in our society, in our hallways, in our classrooms, in America in general. And to give you a crazy, sad example, recently here locally, I'm bringing this home, y'all. Let me digress. On the west side, an Annapolis man was hit four times by four different vehicles.
Wow.
And he was left there to die. No one stopped. No one stopped to check on him. And we live in a society where that can happen here in 2014.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Crazy.
You know, so if we're doing things in high school that's going to increase tolerance, increase the level of forgiveness, increase us loving one another as a neighbor and being that good person, then let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's push the magic button. Let's do this. Let's do this. And you folks get out of here and let's go support this play. That's what I'm talking about. Now, in the play, Gwen, what's your favorite part about play so far that you've seen of it? What's your favorite part? Besides just being in it and just being on stage for the people. Yeah.
I think there's this part when it's towards the end. We all sit around a table. It's the Last Supper, basically. And there's a part where Jesus goes around and, hugs everyone because mm-hmm. it's, before he leaves. And I don't know. I just feel like that part, it's just a lot of tension and stuff because it kind of feels real.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you're playing a part, and you're playing a part of something that, and I'll just say this, and to me, it's real. So it's real to a lot of people, as I believe. Simple as that. So therefore, you are playing something that's real.
Yeah.
And so I see why you would feel that way. Kevin, you're what's your favorite part and why?
I think it's also the Last Supper scene that we have because mm-hmm. I think that towards the beginning of it, though, when Marvin, as Jesus Christ finishes his song, and he says that one of us is going to betray him, mm-hmm. and we all go around the table asking, can it be me, Lord? Can it be me, Lord? And I'm the last person, and this is kind of the moment where people realize that this is like the beginning of the end, like something's about to go down. Mm-hmm. When I stand up and I say, Rabbi, can you mean me? And Marvin has lines towards me that are like, go, do what you have to do. And at that point, I run off stage, and he finishes the scene off.
Okay. Marvin, same question. Your favorite part and why?
That's a really...
You know, your whole part just probably cool, you know?
It's a really hard question.
Changing bread to food, stuff like that. You know, big rocks in the water and stuff, walking on water. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It's a really hard question to answer because the whole show is... My favorite part is the whole mm-hmm. show. Mm-hmm. But I think I have to agree with my cast members here. Like, I think that the Last Supper is my favorite part. Mm-hmm. Just because it is that one-on-one, that personal moment. Everything just becomes... so sentimental and valuable. Everybody has a heart-to-heart. And I have a heart-to-heart with every single person. You'll see me do my secret move with each person, and that secret move means something with each person. It's different for everybody. So I think my favorite part would have to, I have to agree, would have to be the Last Supper. My favorite part would have to be that.
We're talking about Godspell, which is one of the biggest and off-Broadway and Broadway successes of all time. The parables of Jesus Christ come to humanity and our young folks here at the high school are producing and playing Godspell at the high school. It'll be presented this Friday, which is tonight, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, October the 10th, and Saturday, October the 11th at 7:30. It's also an afternoon performance, I believe.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Matinee.
On Saturday at 3 p.m. So if you don't want to come out at 7:30, come out at 3 p.m. Check out our young people, because like you said, in the play, you know, the message promotes tolerance, forgiveness, and loving one's neighbor, which is something we need more of. I'm gonna take about 30 seconds, come back, talk some more. I want to know more about from our young people. I want to know more about what they hope to learn while they're in theater. And what made them join the theater group here at Ben Davis High School. So come on back, we'll talk some more on School Talk.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Bum, 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 bum. Welcome back to School Talk with my students. I mean, three awesome students in my studio. Mama said, "Woman, guys, go first." Gwen Pickett, she's a senior here at Ben Davis High School. Mr. Kevin Webb, a sophomore. Ben Davis High School, and Mr. Marvin Beals all over the place. Mr. Marvin all over the place Beals here on on my radio show School Talk this morning. He is all, I'm sorry, Gwen and Kevin, I don't mean to be saying that Marvin's all over the place, but he's all over the place.
Yeah.
You guys probably are too, you know, but I just see Marvin all over the place, you know. I'm driving my car down the street and I see Marvin. It don't make no sense. I'm at the gas station and I see Marvin. You know what I mean? I'm at home sleep and I see Marvin. He just may push the magic button.
It don't make no sense.
Marvin's all over the place, you know. But it happens. We got students do that. They just all over the place in Ball State. Well, look out. He's going to be all over the place at Ball State. Okay, now, Gwen, what do you hope to learn in theater? What is theater teaching you?
I think being in theater and doing stuff like this has helped me to, like, be more outgoing mm-hmm. instead of just being, like, shy and reserved. Like, I've been more of myself and, like, putting myself out there.
Have your parents noticed a difference in your attitude in school, schoolwork, or around the home?
I'm not sure.
In a positive way, hopefully.
I would have to ask them that. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything has been different, but I mean, it's not like they're disappointed in me or anything.
How about the rehearsal when you go home? You rehearse your parts at home? Are you somewhere in the corner talking to yourself? Like you're doing debate? Hey, talking to a wall. You see him in the debate hallway?
Yes, I have
talking,
seen
I'm talking to the wall. Look, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But most of the time, like, if I'm, like, practicing lines, I'll just, like, repeat it in my head mm-hmm. or, like, read it. So, I mean, it's kind of, like, silence.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't seem too weird.
Okay. Kevin, same question to you. What do you hope to learn in theater? And why'd you join the theater?
Well, I think that what I have learned so far is to not only offer but to value other perspectives of things. Because mm-hmm. when you're in theater and you're in the musical, our cast is 13, plus we have three different choir directors that are there, okay. and even other people that come and help. So that's about 20 different ways to see one scene. So I think that's a really good kind of idea to take from that. Things are always going to look different to other people.
Okay. Mr. Bills?
I've learned a lot. Just learning to value relationships with other people. I've learned to just step out of my comfort zone. Theater has caused me to step out of my comfort zone a lot. I am one of those people that go home and I'm in my little corner just talking to myself and just trying to get myself together. But it has helped me to stay focused and just, you know, step out of my comfort zone, just be different.
Now, I definitely go to the corner, Bree, and ladies and gentlemen, to talk about my speeches. I write speeches, and I go to my corner and I talk to myself. I got some programs that talk back to me, even the computer talks to you, you know. But who's in there talking with daddy, you know? I don't know. He's by himself. I hear two voices, you know. So I don't know. Call the cops. Call 911. My bad pop's gone crazy, you know. Two voices. I'm like, oh, run. Hit the dog. We have a dog. But anyway, so it's like, you know, I can appreciate all of that. And for you folks that are listening, you know that good and well, we need more tolerance. We need more folks thinking about each other. We need more kindness in the world. We live in a so crazy mixed up world now. You know, I'm 59 years old and I've seen some stuff that you're only supposed to see in the movies that now we got happening here and it's happening in the world. And it's not even a Steven Spielberg production or a BD production. It's real life, you know.
Yeah.
And the musical Godspell will be presented this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 in the afternoon at 3 o'clock Saturday also here in the great Ben Davis Hallways Auditorium. Because I know our students have gone and done great things from theater. So you parents, please come out and support these students in Godspell, one of the biggest off-Broadway and Broadway successes of all time produced here. Is this your first play, Mr. Bills?
No.
What some of the plays you've been in the past?
My ninth grade year, I was in a theater play, Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Then my 10th grade year, I did Seussical.
Okay.
And then last year, I did Cinderella.
Cool. And Gwen, what your first play or... Of course not. But go ahead. Other plays you've been in?
Last year I was in Cinderella, and this year I'm doing Godspell.
Oh, okay. And Kevin?
Yeah, this is my first year. It's my
it
first.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a rookie.
Yeah.
So you gotta go,
I'm
get,
still learning
you
everything.
Yeah, go get the donuts and stuff when they say, go give me some water, go give me a drink, you know, go give me a prop. You know, I'm just kidding. You're a runner, you're a gopher. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You're
he
not.
Kind of is.
No. Oh!
Jeez. I think I'm the only one that is running people. I'm like, hey, can you get this for me all the time?
Yeah.
Like my car, you ain't running nothing. My car ain't, I'm just kidding. My car ain't running, I'm just kidding. Godspell, y'all. We're talking about Godspell. I want you to come out and check out young people in this play. Because, you know, we got to support young people, you know. And we always say our young kids ain't doing nothing. Well, our young kids here are doing things here in Ben Davis High School. And our graduates have gone on to be backstage, on stage, Indianapolis Theater, Indianapolis Square, the Phoenix, the IRT, New York City, Off-Broadway. Our folks have gone on to do great things from Ben Davis High School. And I expect that these young folks here at Ben Davis High School are going to do the same thing, go on, do some great things here in Ben Davis High School. Future, I know what college you're going to. Gwen, acting, college, big screen, is that in your future?
I don't think so. Hmm. I feel like it's
a sociology. I'm Dr. Sociology. You can be on TV as a sociologist. You can play an actor, actress on TV being a sociologist. But go ahead.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be, as good for, a bigger role, in legit stuff. Okay. But, I mean, it's been a fun experience. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, for me, going just into that, I don't know.
Well, like you said, the things you learn from theater will help you in your real-life yes. experiences. And that is huge. Because that way you're not going to the real-life experience like a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. You had the opportunity to have some tools with you. And, Kevin, big screen? Down the road, college productions.
I sure hope so, but I know as a career, that's not very feasible. It's not a very practical thing to put all of your focus towards. So, of course, I always want to be prepared for the future, just in case that doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I could definitely see myself doing, especially with musical productions.
Okay, Marv.
No, unless I'm reporting, unless I am anchoring or reporting, that's about the only thing that I look forward to doing as far as TV goes.
Mm-hmm. Because well, I look at all three of you, if even you're going into three different careers, the skills that you learned in theater, applying those to real life.
Oh, yeah.
True?
Most definitely.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the biggest, what's the biggest thing you learned in, Marvin, the biggest thing you learned in, the biggest thing that you got out of theater so far, the biggest thing.
Oh, man. The biggest thing that I can say that I've took out of theater would have to be self-value.
Okay.
Just valuing myself. I'm hard on myself all the time, and I think I need to cherish more of me, cherish my worth, cherish what I know that I can do, and that's what I can take out of theater. Because it has allowed me to come out and step out of my comfort zone so many times, mm-hmm. I have been able to step out of my comfort zone and see other things, like, you know, be able to, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Okay. I didn't know I could act like that. I didn't know I could do this, that, and the other. So it's allowed me to cherish more of me and to not, you know, jump to conclusions and, you know, put down myself so quickly. So that's what I'll take from it.
That's huge. Gwen, same question.
I think the biggest thing I've learned is expressing yourself, because, like, in a role like this, you kind of have to put, like, yourself into it as well. And so it kind of helps you to, like, bring out your personality and just putting it all out there and being big without, like, hesitation, just being yourself.
Being big. I like that. I like that, being big. Okay, Kevin?
Well, I definitely have to say it'd be about taking critique more efficiently, I guess I'd say. Because I'm very much one of those people who, when someone says, hey, I don't like the way you did this or you didn't do this quite right, I get very down on myself. Mm-hmm. But in the musical, since we're so, well, I mean, recently we've been kind of crunched on time this week. So I don't really have time to be upset when I'm told to do something a different way. I have to get right back into character and work on it right then and there. I don't have time to be upset about it.
So that's what I'm talking about. So you folks have learned respect. You learn tolerance. You learn patience. Even when you learn how to take criticism. See, I was sliced a tire. See, I was a knucklehead when I was in high school. So I'll get mad and go slice a tire. And that's the wrong thing to do. I'm just being real. I'm just being real. You can't lie to students. I'm just being real. So, you know, you learn. So that's why, folks, you got to come out and support this program, support this place, support these young people, because they're learning and doing the right things on the West Side. They're not being knuckleheads. They're learning great things. Come out and check out Godspell, being presented here at the high school this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium. Performance is Saturday at 3 p.m. also. It don't cost that much. You just don't buy a hamburger that day. But come on out here and check out the show. All the money goes to a great cause here at the high school for these young people. And check out Gospel. You got to do it, because all young folks are going to do great things here at the school. We ran out of time. I wish y'all luck at on the production. I got to be out of town. I will be there. But go there. Go Giants. Go Gospel. Go have fun. Come out and check them out. It's going to be here this Friday and Saturday. Bree, I got to send them back to class. Let's get out of here. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future isn't the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like your teacher, Amanda. What's Amanda's last name?
Harrison.
Say it again.
Harrison.
Say it again.
Harrison.
Miss Harrison, she's doing a great thing. Miss Harrison, great things here at the high school. It's okay. Copy her. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. We express on school talk. That's the real thing. It was the Wayne Township, Bendy High School, Jack 90.9. Class dismissed until 2 weeks, because I'll be off the air. Kids were off the air. I go off the air. So I'll see you back when we get back on school talk.